Then my brother Jimmy came along in the 70s and said, I have this friend, George Soupy's, who wants to sell his business. It was the Racer Clam. So we bought the Racer Clam, and I eventually ended up working with Ricky Camp there because I had just gotten finished going to the Cordon Bleu like my sister did. And so that was great fun, and he was a wonderful person to work with.
Yes, and we all remember the Razor Clam located.
They thought the city was going to move that way. I guess George Soupy's, I don't know how he picked the building. It was on 21st, and there's a car dealership there, 21st and Memorial, and it is on the northeast, just over, now it's some other building now. It's a little odd-looking building, but at the time, it was the only really gourmet. We didn't have liquor by the drink then, you know. Mm-hmm. It was all bottle, brown paper bags with bottles, and it was gourmet food. We had it flown in once a week from the East Coast. The fish was all flown in. My brother Jimmy went to Chicago and bought at auction fabulous wine, so we had this incredible wine cellar that you wouldn't believe, and Ricky was a great impetus in that restaurant for gourmet French food.
That's Ricky
Camp, right. With a K, K-A-M-P.
Right, and does he's still in the restaurant business?
He has just retired a little, but Ricky and I are still great friends. I see him, he comes again from a food family. You know, they owned the famous Camp's grocery store in Oklahoma City, and he's been in the business really all of his life as well.
I got to put in a word about that 1911 Rolls Royce.
Yes.
I understand it was reviewed by Queen Elizabeth on the occasion of
have a photo. Mm-hmm.
On the occasion of her 25th anniversary.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It was that classy a car.
Yes, it was that classic. And my brother Jimmy, my sister Jean, and Daddy went over for that, and they were on the review stand and went by the Queen. But the interesting thing about that is we were doing a commercial for the museum and the antique shop and all. So I said, Daddy, let's do it in the 1911 Rolls Royce because you're so famous for this car. You're known really all the world over. I have one whole file drawer of clippings that people sent from all over the world who did not know my father that sent this clipping that made the papers in their countries. But so he is in the Honor Heights Park, and he's in this Rolls Royce, and he's driving it. And so the crew, so we've got a mic the car and do all this stuff, and they said, we don't need to mic it. The car is so quiet that we didn't even need to put a mic on it. And Daddy just drove by, he's driving, and he looks over and waves his hand, and he says, hi, I'm Jim Lake. This is a 1911 Rolls Royce built for the Maharaja of Mysore. Come see this and more cars at my museum in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And he just peels out and drives off. You could put a glass of champagne on the hood of that car, and it wouldn't make a ripple. And I understand it's now in the Far East, and sitting, it just is so sad. Sitting on marble pedestals on top of a fountain in an interior building. And you know, Daddy was a big believer, as am I, as was my brother, that you should drive the cars. Maybe not a lot, but they need to be. These are not pieces of art. These were things that we used. Now you need to respect them and take care of them. But Daddy drove every car all the time. He's like Jay Leno's like that. Jay Leno has that beautiful museum out at Burbank Airport. And he can walk in, and I've seen him do it. I've been there a couple of times. I've seen him walk in and get in a Stanley Steamer and just peel out and drive off into L.A. traffic. Mm-hmm. Great, great. And it's fun.
Here's a historic 1954 Humber Pullman limousine.
Yes.
A gift from Lord Roots to his lifelong friend, Sir Winston Churchill.
Yes, and it had a special ashtray in the back for his cigars, extra long, and then the seat would slide forward so that Sir Winston could get out of the car easier. And we had that for many, many years. Daddy bought it with one of his best friends, Bill Hayes, out of Muskogee. And they had more fun with that car. We still have I still have one in my garage, a 1970 Cadillac DeVille convertible that Daddy bought for Mother new and at Christmas in 1970, but he had special paint because she liked red interior with a blue outside, and so painted outside. And so he said, I've just got to get a big bow to put on it so that I can present it to her on Christmas Day. So he went to Joanne Stewart, Harold Stewart's wife. Now, Joanne, who was the epitome of taste in Tulsa, had the most marvelous store in Utica Square called Le Marquis. And so he said, do you think make me a big bow? So she got this big bow and we put it on the cart. Well, when I went out and saw that car on Christmas Day, I went, oh, I have to have that car. Well, Daddy wouldn't sell it to me for the longest time. He kept it. We mostly used it in parades. So then he said to me, I tell you what, Nancy, I'm going to give you that Cadillac. You've always wanted it. And I said, oh, Daddy, I'm so excited. I can't wait. And so I said, Oaks, Daddy has finally said that he's going to give me that Cadillac. And he told me I didn't have to pay him anything for it. And Oaks got this look on his face, and he said, that's because I had to pay for it.
Okay, now we entered the name Oaks.
Yes.
Who is Oaks?
Oaks is my husband, Richard Chet Seven Oaks. We call him Oaks here. I do, but you can call him Richard or Oaks, either one.
And your husband had a close relationship with your father.
Very close. He was his mentor. Daddy was a mentor to many, many young people, both male and female. We had people that came and lived with us, that youngsters, my friends, several of my friends lived with us when we were growing up. If they were having issues at home or whatever, my parents would just say, by gosh, y'all come over and live with us for a while until things work out. And I don't know if people still do that, but they became lifelong, almost second children to my parents, and were, I can name so many people that way. So we were very blessed in that.